Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
So I hope this doesn't become the Katrina moment for President Obama, saying that he doesn't need to come to the border. He should come down.
That's Representative Henry Cuellar, Democrat, Texas, saying that he hopes it does not become Obama's Katrina moment. How much crazier does a man have to get until everyone wakes up and says our president is crazy? Welcome to the Savage Nation. Today's topic is the crazy president woke up today and suddenly said, I need $4 billion. $4 billion. Yesterday it was $2 billion. Now it's $4 billion to house and clothe and feed the illegal aliens that he is bringing over the border. The number is 300,000, not 56,000. 300,000, he has burst our borders wide open. Now he has the nerve to demand $4 billion to feed and clothe these illegals instead of deporting them. Now, this is while our veterans are dying in the hallways of VA hospitals. This is while we have a spiraling debt that is out of control. The crazy president of the United States of America demands $4 billion. So the question for today is it the right time to impeach Obama, as Sarah Palin says? That's right. It's a simple question. It's a question that's long overdue on the Savage Nation. Sarah Palin says it is time to impeach Obama. And she wrote the op-ed. Of course, she's quoting me, saying, without borders, there is no nation. Obama knows this. I've been saying it since 1994. I'm glad that Sarah, who didn't know where Russia was, now knows where our borders are. But nevertheless, she says it is time to impeach Obama. Yesterday, Pat Buchanan says, do not impeach him. She said it will. He said it will backfire. He said, if we impeach Obama, the GOP would gain nothing and risk everything if they try to impeach Obama, because it would incite his base of leeches. The leeches who right now are fat and happy, staying at home, collecting welfare checks and eating the government cheese, would not come out and vote unless he's impeached. And he thinks that it's cluelessness on the part of the Republicans to even be talking the I word. And I want to ask you what you think. Is it the time, the right time, to impeach Obama, as Sarah Palin says today? Or do you agree with Pat Buchanan that it's a foolish thing to do because it will only incite his base to come out and vote in the midterms? The phone number here is 855-400-7282. That is one topic. Now, after yesterday's show on the effects of molestation on children, because pedophilia is on the rise in universities across America, meaning the justification for pedophilia, I would rank yesterday's show as the most stirring I've ever done in my 20-year career. We had callers that scared me, made me sad. We talked about pedophilia. It's almost impossible to follow up a show like that with a general political show. And so if you still have a story to tell as a victim of childhood sexual abuse and how it's affecting you to this day, we are certainly still open to that topic. We're not going to simply throw it in the garbage. But the main topic today is it the right time to impeach Obama? Or will it motivate his base of leeches? Now, there's another topic I want to talk about. I've thrown two out for you. Impeachment, yes or no. Childhood sex abuse stories and how they affect you. But here's the third topic. I have a friend who had an employee who he's known for years on and off, who quit abruptly, no notice, just walked out of the job because he woke up on the wrong side of bed on Monday, and he left his work in shambles, took work with him, took a hard drive with him. He had threatened him to get the hard drive back. And I thought about this long and hard, and I wanted to ask you and tell you. Many young people say to me, Savage, you worked so hard to get where you are. You started with nothing. You're an immigrant son. You are a star of radio. You're a star of the written word. You've had many bestsellers. What is the secret to your success? You earned many degrees. You earned a master's degree. You earned another master's degree. Earned now, not given. Then you earned your PhD. What is the secret to your success? So the answer is, as it's long been said, 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. It's been said that way. That's not the whole answer. The number one secret to any success is hard work. Anyone will tell you that. But the most important thing that no one will tell you, especially in this age of children coming out of college, not knowing how to get a job or keep a job, is the word compromise. Compromise, compromise, better known as kissing behinds. I have a friend who's a billionaire. He's an older man. He said to me, people think I made my money easily. He said, if they ever knew what I had to do to get where I am, he said, if I could line up all the behinds I've had to kiss to get where I am, they'd go around the world three times. Now, what did he mean by that? What did he mean by that? He's a very brilliant man. He worked very hard, but he also had to compromise every day of his life to get his products out there, to keep his products out there, to get them distributed, to keep the distributors distributing them. It's called compromise. The generation we are facing with today is the worst generation in American history. They're running the country. Obama is part of that generation. They are narcissistic. They're lazy. They care not about what anyone thinks about them. They think they're above the law. They're not willing to work. They want it given to them on a silver platter. Obama is an example of that child who will do whatever he wants and says, drop dead, I'll do what I want. But I want to ask you, the listener of the show, how did you get where you are? What is the secret to your success? So I've given you three questions. Meanwhile, the news that's breaking right now is frightening. The Muslim terrorists are now rocketing Tel Aviv, Israel. Israel has had to open up public bomb shelters because your friendly Muslims are now shooting rockets into Jerusalem. Gaza terrorists are launching rockets at central Israel. When that stupid general, Sharon, gave back Gaza, I went ballistic on this radio show many years ago. It was the dumbest political move in the history of Israel's nationhood. And stupid American Jewish liberals gave $6 million to build nurseries for the Palestinians, thinking that they would want to grow roses and orchids. When upon taking Gaza years ago, your friendly Palestinians tore the nurseries apart and sold off the hoses and pumps, and then used the nurseries as launching pads for their rocketry. As we talk, blasts are being heard in Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv has opened up public bomb shelters. Your friends are launching rockets against Tel Aviv right now as we speak. Terrorists from Gaza are launching rockets at the heart of Israel. So we have many things to talk about. Lots of breaking news, all here on the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. So let's go back to the first question. We have an out-of-control rogue president who has plotted to break our borders down. You say, how do you know that? Is that a conspiracy theory? No, I've shown you the emails. I posted them on michaelsavage.com. They go back to January. Department of Health and Human Services put out an RFP, request for proposal. They needed enough clothing and food for, at the time, 100,000 immigrants, they said. They were planning this all along. Planning it. This is a crime against America. A foreign government could not do to this country what Obama has done to this country. A foreign enemy, if China took over this country, they couldn't do more harm than he's done already. I stand by those words. They couldn't have done it as fast as he's done it. And that's because of white guilt. I blame all of you lily-white liberals scared of your own shadow for letting this happen, because you won't stand up to this administration. So now he's busted our borders wide open. 300,000 of them, some with TB, some with scabies, won't let congressmen in to see the conditions under which these children are living. Gangbangers are coming in with them. Chinese slaves are coming in with them. Terrorists in the Middle East are coming in with them. Ask the Border Patrol. You know, this is like the fall of Saigon, what's going on in this country. It's as though the Viet Cong took over the country. To many people who were there understand what I'm talking about. But let's not go that far. Let's stick to the simple stuff that the average Joe out there can relate to. One is it time to impeach Obama? Sarah Palin says yes. She wrote a long op-ed today, and she said it's time to impeach him. She said enough is enough of the years of abuse from this president. His unsecured border crisis is the last straw that makes the battered wife say no more. Without borders, there is no nation. Now, I know it's deliberate. Sarah Palin knows it. She's listened to my show. She's read my books. I've been on the air longer than she's been a political figure. Good for her. I like her. I think she'd make a fabulous a candidate for something. But she is, she's listened to. I'm not. I'm unknown. I have only 235 stations and millions of listeners. I'm not allowed on Fox News because I'm not a terrorist and I don't own a strip club. But the question is she right or is Pat Buchanan right, who yesterday said it's a bridge too far and that if you use the impeachment technique, it's only going to backfire on you? Because his lazy, leechy base will come out in droves if you try to impeach him. They will go ballistic. They will go crazy. They'll use the they'll use every trick in the book. And so why do you think the Democrats are willing to talk about impeachment? Why? Because the Democrats are daring the Republicans to try it. They know it'll backfire. At least that's what Buchanan said. And let's not forget the third topic and the fourth topic. If you are the victim of an adult victim of childhood sexual abuse and you want to share your story, again, I'd like to hear the stories. Maybe we can protect the next person from this. And also, what's your secret to success? So there's four topics. If that's not enough for you, then you have ADD, and I suggest you call 911. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. That's a live sound that was recorded a few minutes ago out of Israel. The rockets from your friends, the Palestinians, are flying into Israel. And so far, thank God, the Iron Dome system given to Israel by the U.S. before we had a communist revolution, the Iron Dome system shot down all of the rockets fired by the Islamists in the Gaza Strip. And Israel has countered with airstrikes against the Gaza Strip, killing some of the vermin. In fact, a Gaza home was blown up and killing six people. But prior to launching the airstrikes, the Israeli military called the home in Gaza. An Israeli military officer called the home in Gaza because they knew it belonged to a Hamas member's family. And they told the people to get out of there, but they wouldn't. The Palestinians used the people to congregate as a human shield. They were all killed. They were all killed. So that's what's going on right now. Forget who the blame could fall upon. The world is in pieces right now. The most incompetent, duplicitous administration this country has ever seen, and I pray to God we can survive him, has wrecked the entire world. He's burst our borders with Mexico. He's flooding America with illegal aliens, many of whom are diseased with tuberculosis, scabies, and other diseases. And now he has the audacity to demand $4 billion of taxpayer money to feed them and house them instead of shipping them home in the same buses he's bringing them to your community? Is he crazy? So, Sarah Palin says it is time to impeach Obama. Pat Buchanan says it's a bridge too far. What do you think? Let's begin in New York City. Wendell on WABC. Welcome to the program. Your opinion, please.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Wendell, go ahead. Make your point.
My point is enough. I mean, how long is it, I mean, these people going to let this guy walk all over him and do what he pleases? You know what I mean? It seems like not everything he does, that people just close their eyes. They turn their back and let him do it. Okay, look.
All right, so you're saying that you agree with Palin that it is time to impeach Obama?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's leave it at that. He's on the side of yes, impeach him. WMAL, Joe, has a different opinion. Joe, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. I think it is time to impeach him. I agree with Governor Palin, but I also agree with Buchanan. I think the second most corrupt part of the government is the Senate under Harry Reid, and it's just not going to happen. So what's the sense? All you're going to do is gin up his base for the elections. I think there's plenty of time for addressing impeachment after the election.
Interesting. You mean after the midterm election?
That's correct.
Interesting. Okay, your opinion is the opposite. My opinion is yes, impeach him, and I'll tell you why. It doesn't matter whether Harry Reid lets it go all forward or not. By the mere dint of bringing up the charges for impeachment, it will slow down, if not stop his agenda entirely. So I agree with Palin. I don't agree with Buchanan. I've called for this long before Palin did. I didn't call for it a year ago. I didn't call for it 6 months ago. I called for it a few months ago when I saw what he was doing, and I told you he was only going to ratchet up what he was about to do, and I predicted he would break the borders, and I'll make another prediction. He's going to go for your guns next. I make the prediction that he will go for the Second Amendment next. He's going to go for broke. He's going to go to the walls on every last agenda item of the Communist Manifesto. The Communist Party USA has disappeared and gone underground and come back up inside the Obama administration. CPUSA is alive and well. There they are. This is their agenda. Disarm the citizenry and then you can manipulate them any way you want. And most Americans who are gun owners know that. And they know that the Second Amendment was not made for hunting deer. It was meant to protect themselves from a tyrannical government. So we'll leave it at that. We'll talk only now about nice things. Is it time to impeach, as Palin says, or is it not a time to impeach, as Buchanan says? WJR, Mark, thanks for calling. Your opinion, go ahead.
Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. Sarah Palin, what red-blooded American wouldn't agree with her from a purist founding father standpoint? However, I think Mr. Buchanan has a very valid point. The takers, not the makers, if they see this, they will come out for the midterms. And in my opinion, I agree with him. Get the Senate back first, and then at that point, if we have the Senate and the Congress where we can shut down the purse and maybe possibly impeach this guy at that point, that would make sense. But I agree. I think the emotion...
All right, so you're saying yes, impeach, but not now. Wait for the midterms. Get the people out there to take back the Senate if we can. And then impeach him. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Because
okay, that's a good point. Now, let me take a deep breath. This has been a very busy day for me. I had a one-hour conference with my publisher, the entire team on the coming Civil War, stopping it, coming out in October. And I told them that I want my listeners, this is the last nonfiction book I'm going to write, to carry it around with them as a billboard at work, on the subways, buses. And then, strangely enough, Russian television interviewed me, RT. RT interviewed me on something related to the Navy SEALs' deaths in that helicopter. That's in 30 minutes, live on RT.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
When I was a 27-year-old attorney doing legal aid work at the law school where I taught in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I was appointed by the local judge to represent a criminal defendant accused of rape. I asked to be relieved of that responsibility, but I was not, and I had a professional duty to represent my client to the best of my ability, which I did. He later pled guilty to a lesser included offense.
So she defended a rapist, and she ripped a 12-year-old apart, turned her into a monster who wanted to be raped. That's your Hillary Clinton, the champion of women. Now, that will not deter those idiotic women out there who would vote for her from voting for her simply because she's not a man. I want you to think about how sexist the women are who would vote for her just because she's a woman, not a man. Anyone who would vote for someone because she's not a man is crazy and a sexist. That's how crazy they are. But we already had this experience with voting in the first black president because he wasn't a white president. And look how'd that work out? How'd that work out so far? So Palin says impeach him, Buchanan says don't. Meanwhile, the rockets are flying on Tel Aviv. Look at the top of the Drudge Report. There's a picture that your hair will stand up. Rocket attacks on Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, the Iron Dome that the U.S. gave Israel has worked thus far. The people are hiding in public bomb shelters in Israel. The world is in pieces. Obama has shattered the world. You know, I wrote in one of my books that Obama is like a child who takes apart a watch and doesn't know how to put it back together again. I wish I could find the quote right now. I don't know which one of my most recent books it was. He reminded me of a smart child, or let's say a curious child, who takes watches apart or clocks apart and then can't put them back together again, but he keeps getting another watch and takes it apart, one after the other. I think it's a pretty fair analysis of what's going on. He took the Middle East apart. He can't put it back together again. He's torn America apart, and he can't put it back together again. He's wrecked our relationship with Russia, created a new Cold War, and I doubt very much whether our child president can put it back together again. Here it is. I got it. Author's note to the beginning of trickle-up poverty. I'll read it to you. President Obama is like a destructive child who takes apart a priceless watch that was carefully passed down to him. Without regard for the value of what he holds, he recklessly scatters the pieces on the floor and then can't put them back together again, failing to learn from his mistakes. This destructive child moves on to another room where he finds another watch to take apart. Once again, he cannot put the pieces back together. That doesn't stop him from tearing apart yet another costly timepiece, until all that's left are the pieces of discarded, functionless watches lying at his feet. What's worse is that nobody steps in to stop him before he destroys again. I've been watching in stunned amazement as Obama the Destroyer systematically takes apart America, piece by piece, while the complicit fifth-column government media complex and the lapdog political leaders remain silent. Barack Hussein Obama is tearing down everything that was built before this man was even born. Look no further than the fundamental requirement to preserve America's borders and national security. Let me pause right there. That's the preface to a book I wrote 2 years ago. Everyone's on the bandwagon now. They've come a little too late to the rodeo. Look no further, I wrote, than the fundamental requirement to preserve America's borders and national security. And so you don't remember what he said, do you, in the cover of darkness? On May 19, 2010, Obama the Destroyer made this astonishing statement to the president of Mexico. It's the front of the book. Front of my book, Trickle Up Poverty, the paperback edition. Here's what Obama said. In the 21st century, we are defined not by our borders, but by our bonds. Then I wrote, did you see what this petty dictator has done? With those 15 words, the traitor-in-chief effectively erased our borders and compromised our sovereignty. Didn't Obama take an oath to uphold our laws? Didn't he take an oath to defend our borders against all enemies, both domestic and foreign? Without clearly defined borders, anyone could waltz right into America. Without borders, there's no country. Now, that's interesting because in Sarah Palin's article, and she's going to be on Blondie's show later, she actually quotes me. She says, without borders, there is no nation. She, of course, doesn't quote me, but apparently her speechwriter read my book and ripped it off. Good. I'm glad they're finally reading Michael Savage. Look, without borders, there is no nation. That's in Sarah Palin's article. But look back 2 years, and you'll see what Obama wrote. Without borders, there's no country. So, as Lao Tzu wrote, it doesn't matter who rips you off as long as your ideas are getting out there. But that's before intellectual copyright laws were passed, and before they had Danny the lawyer working for them. I'm just kidding. There's much more to be said. Much more to be said. Remember the stimulus money that disappeared? Remember all that was that $1 trillion that disappeared? $819 billion porculus bill called the stimulus bill. Well, now he wants $4 more billion, allegedly for the children. The poor children who are being brought in by the plane load, by the bus load, by the mule back. He wants $4 billion for the children. How much of that do you think will reach his backers' pockets? Those who provide food, clothing, shelter, medical, legal, dental, you name it. How many people are going to line their pockets with this $4 billion? I wouldn't give them 10 cents. I would insist the Republicans say no and don't vote and don't let him have that money, because then he'll have to send them back. Oh, let him blame the Republicans, say they mean it doesn't matter. He's going to do it anyway. But the issue is impeachment. Palin says yes, Buchanan says no. So I'm asking you, should Republicans impeach Obama? You know, it's funny, the poll is right now up on the Drudge Report. Yes, 68%. No, says 14%. Not now, say 17%. That's interesting. Very interesting. Meanwhile, Israel's calling up 40,000 troops as tensions mount. 40,000 troops getting ready for an invasion of Gaza. And the band played on. Israel soldiers work on their tanks at a gathering area in the Israel-Gaza border, July 8, 2014. They're getting ready. They're going to do it. It's going to be a counteroffensive. They're going to take it. They're going to clean it out. They're going to clean the clock, finally. They had enough of Ashkelon being rocketed. I was in Ashkelon many years ago, and the historic meaning of Ashkelon is quite significant. It's where where Samson was tortured in the Roman arena. I believe it was Ashkelon. It's where he brought the temple down upon the Romans as they sat and stuffed their faces while watching people being thrown to the lions. Pretty sure that's where Ashkelon is. Boy, oh boy, I don't know, those Bible readers out there must have a lot of sleepless nights right now. 40,000 troops. 40,000 troops. 40,000 troops. A world that's blowing up in front of our eyes. How long can you justify this man? How long can you say it's not his fault? The man burst our borders open and won't even go to the border. The man wrecked the Middle East and won't go to the Middle East. The man wrecked our relationship with Russia, creating a new Cold War, and you justify everything he's done? What does he have to do till you realize that he's either incompetent or evil? What would he have to do? The answer is not. There's nothing he can do. I've come to the conclusion that he could imprison 10,000 Americans who oppose him on a pretext that it's for their own safety or it's for the national security, and you would say nothing. I'm pretty sure that the liberal would cheer it. That's how sick they've become. That's how narcissistic and sick they become. The old statement that I may disagree with what you say, but I would die for your right to say it, has long died in this country. I knew it died when I had been banned from entering England in 2009, and no liberals came to my defense. None. Not one of them. They're all phonies. The next time you hear a liberal say they're a liberal, tell them they're a phony. There are no liberals left in America. There are no liberals. There are only left-wing fascists. Jim on WABC, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, the law that Obama is following was passed during the George Bush administration in 2002, and it is a law that must be followed, and it must be obeyed.
Well, why must you follow a law? Some laws are on the books that are not being followed. There are other laws which say that the president has an obligation to protect our borders. Why is he not following that law?
He's not ripping open the borders. The borders.
Wait, you made a point when you said that it's Bush's fault. Bush wrote a law. I've heard that argument before. But which law do you follow? Which do you choose to ignore? In other words, Obama is selectively following one law and ignoring another.
I didn't say it was Bush's fault.
Then why don't we agree first that the nation's sovereignty is under assault? Would you agree with that or not?
Well, no.
Oh, no. So you're in favor of open borders?
I didn't say that.
Well, wait a minute. What are you saying then?
I said the law must be followed.
Well, but which law? What do you mean the law? There are many laws. There's no such thing as the law. There's an entire body of law. So which law are you referring to? And why would you say only that law must be followed? There are other laws. There are other laws about the border that are not being followed by Obama. So you're in favor of open borders is what you're saying.
That's right.
Why would you favor open borders?
Because an open country has got open borders.
No, I asked you why you favor open borders.
That's why. Because
what's why? What's why? So you think America will be a better place if 30 million illegal aliens are allowed to walk in, or 60 million?
They're not allowed to walk in. They walk in. What are you going to do, shoot them?
You're not answering the question. Let's stick with the big question. Would this country be better off protecting its borders and asserting its sovereignty, or having no borders whatsoever and letting anyone walk into the country?
You can't have a country with no borders.
So you're confused. You're contradicting yourself. You just said you can't have a country with no borders. Then you just said an open country should have open borders. So which way is it?
Every country has got borders, whether they're...
Well, that's what I just said. That's what I just said, but your senility is showing, not your rationality. You just said two things at once. You said every country has borders. Then you said an open country has open borders. So then you say you favor an open border.
Every country has got...
So therefore you favor... Then you favor the dissolution of America. You favor the dissolution of our country.
No, what I favor of... Listen, how come if this president is so terrible, how come you're free? How come you're not in prison?
Wait a minute. You mean he created my freedom?
I didn't...
You mean he freed me from jail? Obama liberated me from bondage? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is, if the president is so terrible, why doesn't he put you in jail?
Well, on what grounds would he put me in jail? What's the law to put me in jail?
Oh, there's plenty of laws.
No, I want to know, what law could he put Michael Savage in jail for?
He could put you in jail because... why does he need a law? If he's so terrible, like...
Wait a minute, you're just going in circles again. So now you're in favor of a dictatorship?
I didn't say that.
Well, what did you say?
You in jail if he's so terrible. Why can't you answer the question?
But you're asking a dumb question. It's a non sequitur. It has no meaning.
It has
no reason. There's no basis to put a commentator who despises his activities in jail. We live in a free country. I don't know what country you came from, but in this country we have the First Amendment.
Well, so what? Stalin had a First Amendment too, but he put it.
Right, but Stalin didn't become Stalin overnight, did he?
Huh?
Stalin didn't become Stalin overnight, did he? Did Stalin put all the intellectuals who opposed him in the Gulag Archipelago within the first few years of his regime? No, he did not. It took him a long while to do that. Do you know that or not?
Well, of course, but...
Now you know history as well. Now you're an expert in history. How long did it take Hitler to become a pure dictator?
I would put in jail.
I asked you, how long did it take Hitler to become a full dictator?
I don't know.
Well, but you're an expert on history.
To the day?
Well, you just said to me, how come Obama doesn't put me in jail if he's such a bad guy? And I said to you that he's only just gotten started. That's number one. But number two, there's no basis to commit people to jail who oppose you in a free country, is there?
Well, to a dictator there is. A dictator.
That's right, but every dictator moves slowly. They don't move overnight. Did you know that? Most dictators take a long while to achieve their ends. Did you know that or not?
You said most. That means that some don't.
That's right. That means that eventually he may do what you say, and then you may be a happy man because you won't have to listen to any discord. Would you be a happier man not hearing any opposition to Obama?
Man, because you're the dumbest.
Let me ask you something. Would you be a happier man if every channel on television, every radio station, every newspaper printed only good things about Obama? Would you be a happier man?
No.
So then why are you suggesting I should be arrested?
Because you...
What's the giggle every time I ask you a question? What's the giggle? I don't get it.
You say it's so, he's such a terrible man. You say he's the same as Stalin.
No, I didn't say he's the same as Stalin. I said he's a petty dictator. I said he's a petty dictator. Do you know the difference?
A petty dictator could put you in jail, can't he?
No, he cannot. He doesn't have the power to do so yet.
Here's something else that he could do. He could put you on trial. Trial after trial after trial.
And what would he put me on trial for?
Whatever he wants. You're breaking some law.
What law am I breaking?
For one thing, you're speaking against the president. You're telling lies.
Listen, moron. Moron, there is no law against speaking against the president. How long ago did you emigrate to America?
There is a law against...
No. Answer the question. How long ago did you emigrate to America?
I was born in America. That's...
And by the way, which concentration camp were you a guard in? Was it Bergen-Belsen or was it Dachau? Which camp were you a guard in? I don't know. Was it Bergen-Belsen or Dachau?
You see what I'm wondering?
Can you tell us which camp you were a guard in? In which camp did you torture prisoners? Bergen-Belsen or Dachau? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Here's a breaking report. Catholic churches are providing housing for the storm of illegals crossing the border. You heard me. This is a conspiracy of the government Catholic complex. The government Catholic complex is working together. And right now, the Catholic churches are providing housing for illegals in Southern California. Although there was a large outcry inside the congregation in Riverside, California, the priest decided they would take in 25 of these illegals for at least a month. I have to quote something right now. C.S. Lewis wrote that of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better off to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep. His cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. There's your Roman Church with a Jesuit communist Pope.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
To impeach or not to impeach, that is the question. And this is The Savage Nation. Should Republicans impeach Obama? Sarah Palin is saying yes, while yesterday Pat Buchanan said no because it will backfire by agitating the leeches who are very happy with Obama, those on public assistance, those on other government handouts, those with huge government contracts, those who work for the government, those who work for the Democrat Party. They will be agitated to come out, and we may not win back the Senate. For whatever that may do, it's the only chance we have with the Republicrats that we have right now. So the question is, should Republicans impeach him? Palin says yes. Buchanan says no. Others have called and said yes, impeach him after the midterm elections. Okay? So these questions are very important, and you can call on those. There are other topics I raised. I don't even want to repeat them because no one's calling on them. But at the end of the last hour, a man with a strange Eastern European accent called this country and said he said that Obama is doing the open border thing because he's following a Bush law, and he has to follow the law, which of course is absurd, because there are many laws about the border that are on the books that Obama's not following, so he's just selectively interpreting which laws to follow. And of course he's selecting a law that he wants to follow, which is to burst up borders and melt down our sovereignty. Well, the caller went on and on, and he said, if he's so bad, how come you haven't been arrested, which is absurd. And it ended with me insulting him, of course, and that's the only way you can deal with someone who's crazy and not being rational. We talked about that. But the main question is it the right time to impeach Obama, or will it motivate his base of leeches? Today, the incompetent communist president demanded $4 billion as a slush fund for the illegal alien children. Listen to the number. He broke the borders. They plotted this from within the administration, according to all the emails we've seen. And then he had the nerve now to say he wants to end it by taking $4 billion because agencies will not have sufficient resources to adequately address the situation, which is absolute garbage. The agencies that created this situation can deal with it by taking all those buses and bringing them to the border, and instead of going north, go south. Just take them south back to their country of origin. Right now, they say there's 52,000 unaccompanied children. We all know the number is closer to 300,000. Half of the $4 billion would go to HHS. $4 billion he's demanding after breaking our borders. He has the nerve to say, now pay for it. What does he have to do until you realize who he is? Tell me what has to happen until you realize what this man is. WABC George, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hello.
Yeah, George, you're on the radio. Go ahead, please.
Okay. That man that you spoke to, I mean, it was funny but very sad because he typifies the drones that vote for these people. I agree with you.
The concentration camp guard is typical of the average American Democrat. I totally agree with you. They're the people who would have looked the other way while the railroad cars were going to the concentration camps. They're the good Germans who would have said, we knew nothing about it. They're the good Germans who would have said, we had no idea this was going on. Absolutely, you're right. KCMO, Kathy, welcome to the Savage Nation. You're next up. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Michael. I'm an attorney at law here in Topeka, Kansas, and I have to say, apropos of the man who was just on, who was really quite an idiot, as you stated, I have seen in the last few years, a horrible result of Obama's disregard of the law, and what it shows is that judges do not like when other judges are disregarded, and Obama constantly disregards not just the rule of law but the pronouncements of other judges. Most recently, the recess appointment thing that it got to the Supreme Court, and of course, Obama.
Yeah, Obama was knocked down 9-0, and the next day he said, I'll do what I want anyway. I got it.
Well, his folks' mouth said that, he's a constitutional scholar. But, you know, the recess...
He is not a constitutional scholar. He's a 10th-rate legal hack who was horseshoed into this position by strange forces. Let's start with the constitutional scholar. The man has never written a paper that anybody can cite.
You're quite right. But the reason I was calling...
He's never released his college transcripts. We don't even know if he passed the test.
That's true, too. But what has happened is it has filtered down into our state and federal courts. I have heard judges on the bench, black or white, conservative or liberal, state that they are appalled to see the flouting of federal law. What's worse is that I have heard people on the other side state actually argue that since Obama is not enforcing the law, and they usually speak of the immigration law, they are using that now as arguments. So I don't know if it's clear how bad that is. But
you mean because of the lawless president, the system is now breaking down into a system of lawlessness?
Yes, exactly, sir.
Well, that's right. I agree with you. A fish rots from the head down. A fish rots from the head down. He's rotting the nation from the top down. And that's the importance of leadership, good or bad. It definitely affects every avenue of society. A fish rots from the head down. He's rotting the nation from the top down. And so in that regard, do you think he should be impeached immediately?
Yeah, he should be. And here's the thing. When he said he hasn't put you in jail for speaking, Obama has made it an arrestable offense for people who are taking care of these illegals to speak about it. Now, that's such a flagrant First Amendment horror that I lack words to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, my friend, I appreciate your legal input, and I thank you for calling from the heartland of America on KCMO. WJR Daniel, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Speak your mind, please.
Mr. Savage, I just wonder when they're going to make us adopt the same ideology in our homes as they do on the border. The America is our home. You know, if they're just letting them funnel through over the border, we can't check their background or we're called a racist and every other thing else. Why not just make us leave the doors unlocked on our houses? They don't have to knock. People just come up on your porch, come right into your house. You don't have to know where they're...
Well, I think you're right. I think that should be the communist way because it would show fairness, wouldn't it? Well, you know, to each according to his abilities. In other words, if you have more than, let's say, the homeless person... Under Obama's rules, the homeless person should have free access to your things, right?
Ask them, and if you ask them why they're coming in your house, why, you can just be arrested. You're a racist.
That's right. All you got to do is read Boris Pasternak's Dr. Zhivago to understand who this man is. The Russians know. The Russian emigres know who this man is. Everyone with an IQ above 80 knows who this man is. Thank you for the call. In fact, this is a good moment to segue to something that I received in the mail from a man I never heard of. And it's by Stan Vaughan, who wrote a book about the communist revolution that occurred in this country. Now, you never heard of Stan Vaughan. He's running for office in Nevada, U.S. Congressional District 1. Never met the man. But what he said to me in a letter is worth my reading. Just let me read it to you. Dear Dr. Savage, you often mention you have the most intelligent listeners, and so feel free to mention that a 196 IQ with 3 PhDs and WCF World Chess Champion is an avid listener, as well as his Ukrainian-born wife who also listens to you every day. While we were visiting her Ukrainian-born relatives in Philadelphia, they had a complete set of Michael Savage's books, and I read them all. And he goes on to say, my only criticism in all those books would be about Ralph Waldo Emerson, of whom I wrote a page about in my recent book about Lincoln. He says, Emerson was like Lincoln, a communist, and said his interpretation of self... Well, anyway, I don't want to read you everything that he wrote. But here's something that you do need to know. He writes this, things in my book that you probably might or might not be surprised about. One, did you know that Hitler worked for Trotsky at Pravda in Vienna in 1909 and met Lenin at that time? Hitler was an international communist before he was a nationalist. Mussolini was also a communist, being named by his father for three famous communists, including Benito Juarez, which I mentioned in my book. Number two, did you... Now, here's a killer. I didn't know. You better hold on to a desk for this one. Stan Vaughan, PhD, and 196 IQ, wrote this. Did you know that Trotsky, while in Mexico, founded La Raza, creating Cinco de Mayo as a tribute to Karl Marx's birthday of May 5th, 1818, or that Earth Day, April 22nd, 1970, was intended as the 100th anniversary of Lenin's April 22nd, 1870 birthday. I knew that about Earth Day because I knew that the swine, the murderous swine, Ira Einhorn, who created Earth Day, who allegedly killed his own girlfriend and put her in a trunk. You remember that story? Defended, by the way, by Democrats. I know who he was, and I know who Ira Einhorn was. I read all about him, and I knew what Earth Day was. I knew what it was a cover for. I did not know that Trotsky founded La Raza and created Cinco de Mayo as a tribute to Karl Marx's birthday. Now, I do know that my idiotic white neighbors who get drunk on Cinco de Mayo are fools. I know that they're the useless idiots, or the useful idiots, excuse me, that was written about by Lenin. I see the dumb, drunk whites walking around the suburbs with cups of alcohol celebrating Cinco de Mayo, not knowing that they're celebrating the end of their own lifestyle. They have no idea. And yet they ride around with cars that have bumper stickers such as Keep Tahoe Blue or Monsanto as the enemy of civilization. They know nothing. They know nothing of what is going on around them. Let's go to the callers, WABC Phil, on the issue of to impeach or not to impeach. That is the question. Phil, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. What's your opinion?
Hi, Michael. I would say that it would backfire on us. Not only would we lose the midterm elections, but we would go right through to the presidential election, because you know what the mainstream media is going to do. Every day
Oh, yes. Anyone who impeaches him is a racist and everything else under the sun.
And the other thing is, then we have President Biden.
He's worse. I think Biden's worse than Obama, by what I can see. I used to think Biden would be a sort of moderate, old-style Democrat. He actually is more fanatic than Obama.
Yeah, I think it's a lose-lose situation.
And interesting.
The other thing about Sarah living in Alaska, you can see Russia from Alaska. They always made fun of her, but...
I know. They made fun of that. I can't help it. She has a bit of that geeky thing in her that I love. I get it.
Okay,
she was a good governor. She was a good governor. They just try to ridicule her because she was smarter than most of them, more attractive than most of them, and certainly more of an American than all of them. I'm glad that she quoted me by saying, without borders, there is no nation. I'm glad that her script writers are reading my books. It's good. It's very good. Now, how do you feel about Obama demanding $4 billion today for feeding, clothing, and caring, hiring lawyers for the illegal swarm that he brought over the border? Do you think we should pay $4 billion? It's a simple vote on that one. Let's vote on that one. Let's move it up. Let's move it up. Should Congress appropriate $4 billion to feed, clothe, and hire lawyers for the swarm of illegals that he's bringing over the border? Yes or no? Should Republicans impeach Obama? Yes or no, or you don't know? How about you don't know who Obama is? Some say yes, some say no, some say who is Obama? Meanwhile, rocket attacks on Tel Aviv continue. It's on the top of the Drudge Report with actual pictures. I don't know if it's made it to the news. Is it the right time to impeach Obama? I'll be right back on the Savage
Join Nation. Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
So I hope this doesn't become the Katrina moment for President Obama, saying that he doesn't need to come to the border. He should come down.
That's a Democrat congressman from Texas who says that he hopes Obama's Katrina moment hasn't arrived. Obama's Katrina moment arrived when he became president. He's been on the golf course. They say that Nero fiddled while Rome burned. We all know that Obama is doing much more than diddling while America burns. WJR, Mary has a different topic. Mary, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello?
Mary, go ahead, please. We have very limited time.
Michael, I'm calling in reference to your discussion yesterday on people being assaulted. And I was 10 years old, woke up in the middle of the night with a brother going at it on me. It was swept under the rug. Then he, years later, turned around, did it to my three-year-old sister that was swept under the rug, probably did it to his own daughter. And I can only say that people who go through that kind of thing feel like they never own their own bodies. And
And you never feel clean. Is that correct?
No, you just you feel like anybody can take advantage of you, and people do.
Oh, so you feel helpless? You feel helpless? Is that it?
Well, you're ostracized. Your self-confidence, self-esteem is.
Were you able to have a relationship with a man that was successful?
Well, no, I attracted the wrong kind of men. And
remember what that woman caller yesterday said? She kept attracting the she was attracted to the wrong kind of men, artists, musicians, etc., who were flaky.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry to hear it. That was yesterday's show, probably one of the best shows ever. And now we're talking about a president that's a rogue president who is completely out of control. He burst the border open. He plotted this. He planned it for months now, according to HHS emails, which I've been calling for 2 weeks now for a congressional hearing overnight before they crushed the hard drives. Get the emails from HHS to show the conspiracy to break our borders. Put them in jail. Put the people who plotted this in prison. That's what can I say to you? There has to be consequences. There's nothing going to happen otherwise. I was on Russian television earlier this morning on Skype, which is be replayed later, and they called me about that case of the Navy SEALs being shot down in the slow-flying helicopter. Remember that incredible case? And they're very interested in what I had to say about it. And they were killed. They were executed, in my opinion. And I wanted to know who put them in this old slow-flying helicopter in a combat zone. I've been demanding a congressional hearing. They had a congressional hearing, but nobody went to jail. They had a congressional hearing, and the person inside the Defense Department who put all these SEALs and flew them into their death was never exposed. I believe that we have had a government that's been penetrated not only by enemies of the state, but by Islamists. It's the only explanation for what's going on domestically and internationally.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Of particular concern is the fact that typically the least experienced teachers, the ones with the least support, often end up in the poorest schools. So we have a problem.
I can't listen to him. The man is an idiot. He's destroyed the border. He's destroyed the Middle East. He's destroyed the economy. Now he wants to destroy what's left of our educational system. Sarah Palin says it's time to impeach. She wrote an article calling for an end to his presidency. She writes that his abuse of power is akin to domestic abuse. In a biting editorial, the former Alaska governor and 2008 GOP vice presidential candidate pointed problems with immigration, the national debt, and Obamacare in proclaiming her disdain for the president. She said, enough is enough of the years of abuse from this president. His unsecured border crisis is the last straw that makes the battered wife say, no mas, Palin wrote. It is time to impeach, she says. And on behalf of American workers and legal immigrants of all backgrounds, we should vehemently oppose any politician on the left who would hesitate in voting for articles of impeachment, she added. Palin, who has called for Obama's impeachment before, blames a plethora of national problems on the president in the stinging piece, including the government being, quote, trillions of dollars in debt, healthcare systems across the nation being overrun, and social services and schools in the U.S. being stretched to the max. She asks, who's looking out for the American workers, who has their backs, who fights for them, asks Palin. She continued, have faith that average American workers, native-born and wonderful legal immigrants of all races, backgrounds, and political parties, do care because we're the ones getting screwed as we're forced to follow all our government's rules while others are not required to do so. Palin's sharp words came as House Republicans are preparing a lawsuit against Obama, accusing him of abusing his power and of failing to carry out laws passed by Congress. Now, yesterday, Buchanan said that it's the wrong time to impeach this incompetent president because it will backfire. And I'm asking you what you think. What do you think? Is it time to impeach or is it the wrong time? What do you think about the unsecured border? What do you think about the violence in Iraq? What do you think about the rockets flying against Israel? What do you think about the new Cold War with Russia? Is this all good? Is this the mark of a competent president who has the best interests of America at heart, or is it all the result of an incompetent president. Just say incompetent. Let's not go any further. Just incompetent. Let's leave it at that. Phone number is 855-407-282, but don't call it because we're sold out. Let's take the calls right now. Let's begin on KSMO in San Francisco. Drew, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Stafford. Sir, I don't think you're completely accurately representing the facts. I believe that you're understating the level of the invasion from south of the border. See, immigration would be like 50, 100,000. Invasion is something like Normandy, you know, where you got two countries invading. So what we got going on now is continental conquest. We got Latin America, you know, Central and South America, dumping into the United States at a level that's never been seen in history.
Oh, I know that. I've called it an invasion for years, Drew. I know what La Raza intends. They're part of a Hispanic supremacist movement that wants to occupy and take over the Southwest and make it part of Mexico. I know that.
Sir, I live in California, as you do, and I see the need to repeal the assault weapon ban and magazine capacity ban here in California because there are home invasions on the rise by multiple invaders. You got gangs running around left and right. You got this invasion going on there on the southern border, and our government is committed.
Did you see the picture of the La Raza bullies arriving in California with Mexican flags on their coats, saying that they're there to protect the immigrants? Did you see that? La Raza bullies permitted on our shores to protect illegal immigrants against Americans who say no more, enough is enough.
Sir, they're hopping freight trains in the southern border like troop transports. The scale is off the chart.
No, I know that, but why doesn't Obama, why don't the Republicans do anything about it is the question. We know that Obama is an anti-American communist. We know that he intends to, quote, transform the country. He said so. It's very much like, let us say, others who have written in advance what they were going to do. Obama said it when he said he wanted to transform America. What does he mean, transform it into what? What's his model?
Polyglot, you know, Tower of Babel with no cohesion. I mean, they want to destroy the English language.
That's correct. Why do you think my motto was borders, language, culture? I know what I'm talking about.
If so, that we can't get along with our neighbors. I mean, if people cannot communicate with each other, there's no...
Okay, but the issue is this. Why doesn't the opposition party demand that our troops be put on the border? Why don't they demand that the National Guard be put on the border? They certainly can't control the U.S. military. That's controlled by the great commander-in-chief with great military experience to back up his thinking. Why don't they then send the National Guard of Texas to the border, the National Guard of Arizona to the border, the National Guard of any state run by a sane American to the border? Why?
Well, you know, with pedophilia being on the rise, how do we know the NSA doesn't have 30 images of most of these politicians? I mean, I would have think, you know, to get into these clubs, you know, the powers that be want some kind of dirt on you so that they can control you. How do we know? I mean, Why all of a sudden the normalization of pedophilia in the academic circles, and why does it seem like there's so many authority types that are getting busted with kiddie porn on their computer? You know, how do you explain it? There's treason. The treason of this magnitude doesn't just happen to the average person.
So you're saying that the treason is occurring because they're blackmailing those who would oppose it?
There's a good possibility of that.
No, there is. There's a possibility. Anything's possible under the... Under the rules of engagement that we're currently facing here in this country. 855-407-282. I don't watch the World Cup. I could care less about it. I don't care. I don't even know who's playing, and I don't care. I don't care. The country's being overrun. The Middle East is being rocket-fired by Hamas. The world is melting down. Our borders are being overrun by diseased immigrants. The incompetent communist president demanded $4 billion today. Let me tell you again, that's going to come out of your pockets. He wants $4 billion to feed them, house them, clothe them, hire them lawyers, maybe build them houses. How in the world, what has to happen until you understand what's going on? WFTL, Brian, you say impeach or not to impeach?
We can't impeach Obama. It's a matter of national security.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Well, think about Rodney King on a national level.
Oh, you mean the mobs will go wild in the streets if we impeach him?
Well, now, I'm sure that's going to label me as a racist, you know, among the...
Well, I don't know. That's an interesting point. You mean they'd burn the cities down, his minions?
they would... Look for any excuse they could to loot and pillage, and then and burn to the ground everything.
Great. All right, so now we're a prisoner of the gangs. We're a prisoner now of the gangs that support Obama. Is that what you're implying? Oh, my God. Okay, let's look at WorldNet Daily now, and they have an impeachment program up on WorldNet Daily, WND.com. And here's what they write. A president using all the forces of the federal government to reward friends and destroy enemies. A president defying the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to advance his own interests. A president weakening the U.S. military, dismantling its national defenses, and putting America's security in grave jeopardy. A president ignoring two centuries of immigration laws to drag as many illegal aliens as possible across U.S. borders, keep them from assimilating, addict them to dependency, and ultimately buy their loyalty at the polls. A president shielded from all accountability by both a supportive and parroting mainstream liberal media and the power-hungry cabal of his own party in Congress, who will do whatever it takes to win. A president whose behavior demands impeachment, but who doubles down on destroying the fabric of America because he knows the GOP congressional leadership is too weak-willed to bring him to justice. Then they write, does it sound familiar? Just like it came out of today's headlines, right? Now, imagine if we could add one more sentence to this litany. A handful of patriots in Congress mapped out a successful plan to impeach the renegade president, brought him to the bar of constitutional justice, and ended the tyrannical assault upon America's cherished Constitution. Forget it. You say it can't or won't happen. Then they write, you're right, it can happen, and it already has. But it won't happen unless every concerned American who craves the freedom beget to us by the founders reads the blueprint for battle. How do we know the blueprint works? Because it already has. And it's all up on WorldNet Daily. Very well positioned. And they explain how impeachment could proceed. And they're on the side of, yes, do impeach him. And they're not worried about they're not worried about Buchanan's viewpoint. And Buchanan's a very bright guy. I've always admired his writings, except with his hatred for Israel. It's the one, that's why I never have him on the show anymore, is because he was a little too anti-Israel. But Buchanan says don't impeach him. I'm surprised Buchanan hasn't blamed the border crisis on Jews yet, but it's an early in the day yet. I'm sure he'll find a way to prove that the Zionists created the surge at the border. Nevertheless, he says don't impeach him. It's a bridge too far. I like Pat Buchanan. We all have weaknesses. We all have a blind spot. That's his, in my opinion. I have many of them. I know people like me and don't like my weak spots. He shouldn't take it personally. But I'm sure he'll find a way to prove that the Zionists are behind it. But he writes an interesting article. He says don't impeach him because it'll backfire. You understand that? He'll defend it and the media will defend him. And that there's not enough votes to impeach him because the corrupt Harry Reid will prevent it from coming to the floor of the Senate, right? But more than that, you know, let's be realistic here. Look what happened to Bill Clinton as a result of impeachment. Did it hurt him in any way? Did it stop his agenda in any way? Did it prevent him from making $100 million or more after he was out of office? They love him even more because of the impeachment. His supporters rally to his defense because of impeachment. So be very careful what you wish for, my friends, because although it's the right thing to do, and he certainly has committed impeachable offenses, it may not be the wise thing to do. A lawyer once said to me, he said, Savage, 30 years ago, he said, you want to do the right thing, you want to be smart? I said, what? He said, you want to be right, you want to be smart? He was a New York lawyer. He was fast. I like him. He cut to the chase. I was angry about somebody who cheated me in business. And I said, I want to do this, I want to do that. He said, you want to be right, you want to be smart? Like that. Boom, boom, boom. Would have been a good talk show host, but he was a better lawyer. So with regard to Obama, do you want to be right or you want to be smart? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So Pat Buchanan says any Republican attempt at impeaching Obama, who is the most, in my opinion, corrupt, divisive, anti-American president in the history of this nation, he says, yes, he's done it, but any attempt at impeachment would go up against a stacked deck, and the GOP would be throwing away a winning hand for a losing one. And his evidence is that the American people have shown no interest in impeaching Obama. They have no interest in impeaching him. Yes, the economy is shrinking 3%. Yes, Obama's sinking in public approval. The IRS scandal is starting to filter down. We know that the NSA is spying on ordinary Americans, not on Islamists abroad. We know that veterans are dying in hallways while immigrants are being given golden medical treatments. And he says, yeah, it's all true, but if you impeach him, the effect would be to energize and enrage the Democratic base, bring out the African-American vote in force, and cause the major media to charge the GOP with a racist scheme to discredit and destroy our first black president. In 2008, Obama carried Washington, D.C. 24-1 over John McCain. He said the White House Correspondents Association behaved like an Obama super PAC. Never forget that liberal Democrats dominate the bureaucracy, control the Senate, and they control the media. So he said, why would the GOP want to fight on that turf when they currently hold the high ground? He said, if you're winning an argument, why change the subject? So that's interesting. That's interesting. And so, of course, you're offended by what he's doing to the country. But impeachment is probably the wrong move, is what he's saying. WMAL, Larry, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. To impeach or not to impeach is the question.
The answer would be, in my opinion, not to impeach. The problem being the people don't impeach him. The Senate does. The Senate's not going to do it. But let's just say, however, that the world turns on its head and they have articles of impeachment. The Senate finds him guilty. Well, guess what? He ain't going anywhere. To actually out the president and remove him from office is another whole ballgame. It's another whole fight. And he'll simply sit there like the phoenix rising from the ashes and say, look, they came after me, and I'm still in office. And
that's right. He'll act like the martyr, and he'll claim that it's a minority being attacked by evil white males.
And it's a quicker way to become Stalin a whole lot faster.
Well, so we're stuck, in other words, with whatever he wants to do? There's nothing can stop him?
Well, the only thing that could stop him would be a Congress, the House of Representatives, actually taking his money away from him. Besides that...
I had Congressman Culberson on 9 months ago, when he said that he would stop the appropriations. Well, let's see the Republicans put the money where their mouth is. Obama had the audacity to demand $4 billion today to house, clothe, feed, and hire lawyers for this swarm of illegals that he's bringing over the border. What if they say no to the $4 billion? What happens then?
What's difference to make? He just took a $1.5 million and gave it by himself without Congress to the Muslim Brotherhood. So he'll just take it.
So, Larry, we have a dictatorship. What do we do about it?
I beg your pardon, I'm sorry.
We have a dictator. We have a dictatorship. What do we do about it?
I think the only thing at this point, if it gets to that point...
Can't go there. No, 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 no. We don't go there. We don't go there. We don't go there. We stick with the ballot box. Pro-amnesty protest. Lice so bad they can be seen crawling down their faces. More migrant buses blocked. This is all under Drudge Report. Rocket attacks on Tel Aviv. Rocket hits Jerusalem. Israel's opened public bomb shelters. Arabs are celebrating missile strikes on Israeli citizens. I'm sure that the DNC is celebrating in secret hideouts around America. Bring it all down, girl. You don't understand that Obama wants Israel to disappear as well. You don't know that either. You don't know what the left wants, do you? You have no idea. I do. I know what they want. And the shock of it all is many people are voting for their own demise. They're cheering their own deaths. They're digging their own shallow graves. They don't know it, though. They're partying on. They're dancing on the rear deck of the Titanic. They're partying on. It's a Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
It's
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, the border is being overrun by the estimates are now 300,000 thugs, bullies from La Raza, the Mexican supremacist group, are wearing Mexican flags and intimidating Americans who are saying no to the incursion by the southerners from El Salvador, Honduras, etc. And Obama's doing nothing. In fact, the Democrats are now screaming that he should go to the border because it may become his Katrina moment. May become his Katrina moment? How about the spying scandal? Wasn't that his Katrina moment? How about targeting his political opponents with IRS audits? Was that not his Katrina moment? You see, the man is, at this point, untouchable. There was a show in the 50s called The Untouchables, where they felt they were above the law and nobody could touch them. And along came a crime fighter called Elliot Ness, who brought them all down and put them in jail. Right now we have a rogue administration, in my opinion, and it's an educated opinion, by the way. You may have an uneducated opinion. Rush calls them the low information voter, which is a very nice phrase. I would call it something else. But nevertheless, I have a highly educated opinion of what's going on. Moreover, the people I know, the few people I talk to, were all highly educated, very successful, all made it on their own with very hard work. And all of them see what's going on, and they shake their heads not knowing how the man cannot be stopped and why he's not being stopped. And yet his supporters call anyone who attacks him as a hate monger, a racist, etc. They've got the ammunition all lined up. They've all gotten where they are through using this technique. That's how affirmative action has worked, which is if you say, hey, wait a minute, you didn't get as good a grade as that other person. How come you were made the chairman? You're a racist. See, it's worked very well. So this, if it works, why stop now? If you got people cowed with such rubbish, why should you stop now? So finally, Sarah Palin writes, it's time to impeach Obama. She said, without borders, there's no nation. She's actually quoting me from Trickle Up Poverty without knowing it, where I wrote that without borders, there is no, I think not nation, there is no country, I wrote. So very good. Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that. While Pat Buchanan, who probably knows more about politics than Sarah Palin, says, you're making a huge mistake by impeaching him. All you're going to do is incite and agitate his base. So I've asked you to impeach or not to impeach. That is the question. That's today's question. Now, this is such a different show from yesterday's show, which was 100. Yesterday was a triple A-100 show, but you can't do those but once every few years. And that was about the adults who had been molested as children and what it's done to them as people. Amazing show, and it was very heartbreaking to listen to the man crying in New York who had been raped by his uncle in the basement. He was a wrecked man in his 50s. I mean, we'll never forget that show. I won't. In fact, Neil, pull that tape of that poor guy. Maybe we'll run it again this week so people know what's going on in this country. And I'm asking you again, impeach or not to impeach. There's a poll up on the Drudge Report where you could say yes, no, maybe. And we're talking about that. So I'll take your calls on this. Barbara on WABC in New York City, fire away. Yes or no, impeach or not to impeach?
Impeachment wouldn't do the job. We've got to be removed. He has to be removed. He's not an American citizen. He came into college as a foreign student from Indonesia. He flew to Pakistan with an Indonesian passport when Bush revoked any, forbid any American.
All right, well, look, the whole issue of his nationality is almost a moot point. No one cares anymore, even though it may be true that he's not born in America, even though he may have been born in... What's the difference at this point? He should be removed, not for that, he should be removed just for the IRS scandal. Just for the spying on Americans scandal. I mean, there's so many scandals. It's forget about the birth certificate job. WMAL, Ellen, your opinion. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, hello. I definitely think he should be impeached. He has done more than one thing, as you say. And so what if it outrages people or makes him a martyr? Whatever it does, whatever they think it'll do, so what? He needs to be removed. The things he has done when I was a young college student and I wrote a paper about Watergate, that was nothing compared to the things he's done.
That's right. He's made Watergate look like a Tea Party. What Nixon did with Watergate The burglar break-in is nothing compared to breaking into the computers of every American at will without a court order. Why do you think I call him a rogue president? Why do people of any race call anyone who rightfully objects to what he's doing a racist? Why do they do that?
I don't know. They've been doing it for a long time. That's always...
Wouldn't an African-American also be concerned about the spying that this man has instituted on Americans? Why wouldn't they be offended by the spying? Wouldn't a black American be offended by the bringing in 300,000 illegal aliens and demanding $4 billion to care for them while not giving a penny to the poor African-Americans living in the country? Don't they understand that? I don't have an answer for that. I don't understand that part of it. Huntsville, Alabama. Here's an example of a man who's going to repeat all of the shibboleths of the American left. Benham, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
In regard to impeachment of President Obama, the answer is...
Start again. I'm sorry. Start from the top. Say that again, please.
In regard of impeachment of President Obama, the answer is no. In regard to his reelection, had it not been for good, decent white Americans, President Obama would not have been reelected.
Boy, what do you mean good, decent white Americans? You mean anyone who voted against them was a bad, indecent American?
Well, no, I'm not saying they were bad. I'm just saying that just shows like yours promote lies, hatred, and...
Okay, so what have I said today that's a lie?
Number one, black America do care about the border.
Wait a minute. No, answer my question. This is not your show. This is my show. You accused me of lying today. Give me one example of what I lied about.
One thing you did do is you agreed with a caller who said that there would be a mass riot if he was impeached. That is
Yes, we do believe that.
Well, I'm telling you, that would not happen.
Well, you think it wouldn't happen, but that doesn't make it a lie. It's my opinion.
Well, it's my opinion as a black America, and I'm in touch with my own people. And
You know all black Americans? You think I know all white Americans? I don't. How can you say you know all black Americans? That's absurd.
Because you speak as if you know all black Americans and assume what black America would do.
So you're telling me that the gangs in the cities wouldn't respond to an impeachment of any kind? That's good to know. I feel much better at that. I feel much better knowing that the gangs in the ghettos would not burn anything down or loot if Obama were impeached. So let's move on. Is there anything that he has done that offends you?
I do not agree with President Obama 100%.
Well, what about his spying on the ordinary American? Doesn't that offend you?
That's been done by every administration since Eisenhower.
I'm not talking about Eisenhower. I'm talking about Barack Obama using the spy agency, the NSA, to spy on every American without a court order. That has not been done by every American president. You're making that up now. You're lying. You're lying to make your point, sir.
President Obama had nothing to do with the NSA.
That's nonsense. He's the commander-in-chief. He could stop it tomorrow. Why has he not stopped the NSA spying? It came out just last week that 68% of all the spying was done on domestic computers, not on terrorists. So you're wrong about that, and you're lying to defend them, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Now, do you support using the IRS to attack political enemies? I don't know how you could support that.
You should back all this stuff up. Back it up.
What do you mean I should back that up? Everybody knows what they did. Where did the hard drives go in the IRS? Are you telling me they disappeared on their own? How do you feel about Obama demanding $4 billion for Hispanics from Honduras and Latin America when there are so many poor African Americans in this country? Don't you think the money should go to them first?
Not only poor African Americans, but every American. No, I do not agree with that.
You don't agree with what?
With the money being given to other people.
So you would not approve the $4 billion that Obama's asking for today?
No, I would not.
Well, thank God you can think clearly. When it comes to dollars and cents, you sure have your sense about you. Thank you for calling the Savage Nation. The time is 15 after the hour. KBET Radio. Marie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just wanted to know, when are people going to stop referring to President Obama as the black president? He is not a black president. His mother was white, his father was black, and all his father did was serve him through till he was born. And they keep referring to him as a black president. And his own pastor called the white people devils and the Jewish people devils. So does that mean that he's half devil and half white?
Well, you're raising a very sensitive, tricky issue. Of course you're correct. He is of Euro-African heritage, to be specific, and yet he only refers to the side of his heritage that's from his father. If that's the case, then his father's religion must apply as well, because both of his fathers were Muslims.
And it just irritates me that they...
No. In other words, if we're talking about the topic just logically... Both his natural father and his adopted father. They were both Africans, and I believe they were both... No, one was from Africa and one was from Indonesia, I'm sorry. But they were both of the Muslim faith. So wouldn't it be logical to conclude that he would follow the faith of his father rather than the faith of his mother, since he identifies with his father's appearance?
It just doesn't make sense, because there are so many pure... blooded black men.
Well, I don't want to go into this blood thing. It's irrelevant to me. What's relevant are his politics, not his race, to be honest with you. I wouldn't care if there was a zebra in the White House as long as he was a full American and cared for this country and I could sleep at night not fearing what he might do next. So it doesn't matter to me what a person's sexual orientation is, to be honest with you, what their race is. I really don't care. I never have cared. In that sense, you can call me whatever you want. Call me a libertarian, but get it straight. The fact of the matter is, he's an anti-American and an incompetent one at that. That's my opinion. Now, is that fear-mongering? Is it hate-mongering? I try to back up my opinions with facts. I don't just say this for effect. It's the Savage Nation. You've given me 15 minutes, and I've given you America, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. What's interesting is a new study came out, which I just saw. 72% of conservatives say religion answers all or most of today's problems. That's pretty amazing. Gallup poll, the same one that said that Obama's the worst president since Jesus, I'm joking, since World War II. Three-fourths of conservatives say faith is a key problem solver, compared to 36% of libs and 58% of mods. I won't go into all the details, right? So it's still strong in America. Religion is still very powerful in this country, and maybe even more so now that we have such an atheistic regime running the country. So I turned to the Bible for some of the answers of what's going to happen in the Middle East, and I'm frightened. I then looked up Syria in the Bible, and I found four or five places, Isaiah 17, Jeremiah 49, and you have to understand that the Bible may be predictive. The burden of Damascus... Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. The cities of Aroer are forsaken. They shall be for flocks, which shall lie down, and none shall make them afraid. And they talk about the destruction of Damascus. But I have to ask you, what follows the destruction of Damascus? It will be worse than what we have under Assad. Is there not a sane person in the Department of Defense? Is there not a sane man or woman left in the CIA? Is there not a sane individual left in the State Department who will understand that the past is predictive of what will happen now? Look at what you did in Libya. You overthrew Gaddafi, a bad man, an evil man, but he was able to hold the warring tribes together through brute force. And he warned you. He said, don't kill me, he said, because if you do, Libya will descend into a series of tribes. As you see in Somalia. That's exactly what happened. Of course, after they caught Gaddafi, they didn't try him, did they? Hillary said, we came, we saw he died, and she cackled with her four horsewomen of the apocalypse. We came, we saw he died. No trial. No trial. They killed him. Did they think about what would follow in Libya? No. Did they think about what would follow after they killed Saddam? No. Are they thinking about what will follow after they kill Assad? No. So who's running things? Who was running? I feel, you know, there was a William Burroughs story. Those of you who go back to the hippie age who were fans of William Burroughs, as I was, he wrote a great story called The Ticket That Exploded. I feel that this government's run like The Ticket That Exploded. There's no center to it. There's no brains. You know, I'm going through my old writings going back to 63. I told you that I'm having them transcribed, and I found the museum, a library that wants them. Berkeley can take, you know what, they can do, let me just stop right there. They were offered to Berkeley, my alma mater, and they wouldn't answer my lawyer, so I went and found another university, a greater one, that deserves my great archives. All my recordings going back to 94, all my writings, some unpublished stories, all unpublished journals. I'm looking back, and it's a little difficult to look back for when you were a younger guy and try to live in this life. It's pretty dizzying. And I found an article I wrote for a magazine on the Lower East Side of New York. It was a literary called a little magazine called Exit Magazine. It lasted four editions. I was the associate editor. And I thought I was a brilliant intellectual at the time. And I wrote an article entitled, Who is at the Helm? I was into marine biology at the time. And I was trying to compare society to a sea creature called a hydra. But I said, even a hydra has thinking cells. And then they have cells within the hydra organism that do the fighting. And they have cells that do the digesting. And I said, who is at the helm? Who are our thinking cells? Because even then I felt that we had no thinking cells. It seemed that nobody was in charge. There was no one running this country. There were no brains involved. And nothing's really changed in that regard. Nothing's really changed. Who is at the helm? Who is thinking these things through? Could it be that I'm smarter than they are? Could it be that I know more than they do? Could it be that I should actually listen to somebody who may see things more clearly than they do? Could it be that they could put aside for 1 minute their left-wing ideology and say, wait a minute, maybe this guy is right. Maybe we should pause. Why are we backing ISIS? Why are we letting them make these gains? What are we going to have happen if Assad is overthrown? Or do they listen to that dunderhead, McCain, that lunatic?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
That's a sound that was recorded out of Israel. The rockets from your friends, the Palestinians, are flying into Israel. And so far, thank God, the Iron Dome system given to Israel by the U.S. before we had a communist revolution, the Iron Dome system shot down all of the rockets fired by the Islamists in the Gaza Strip. And Israel has countered with airstrikes against the Gaza Strip, killing some of the vermin. In fact, a Gaza home was blown up and killing six people. But prior to launching the airstrikes, the Israeli military called the home in Gaza. An Israeli military officer called the home in Gaza because they knew it belonged to a Hamas member's family. And they told the people to get out of there, but they wouldn't. The Palestinians used the people to congregate as a human shield. They were all killed. They were all killed. So that's what's going on right now. Forget who the blame could fall upon. The world is in pieces right now. The most incompetent, duplicitous administration this country has ever seen, and I pray to God we can survive him, has wrecked the entire world. He's burst our borders with Mexico. He's flooding America with illegal aliens, many of whom are diseased with tuberculosis, scabies, and other diseases. And now he has the audacity to demand $4 billion of taxpayer money to feed them and house them instead of shipping them home in the same buses he's bringing them to your community? Is he crazy? Let's go back to the first question. We have an out-of-control rogue president who has plotted to break our borders down. You say, how do you know that? Is that a conspiracy theory? No, I've shown you the emails. I posted them on michaelsavage.com. They go back to January. Department of Health and Human Services put out an RFP. Request for proposal. They needed enough clothing and food for, at the time, 100,000 immigrants, they said. They were planning this all along. Planning it. This is a crime against America. A foreign government could not do to this country what Obama has done to this country. A foreign enemy, if China took over this country, they couldn't do more harm than he's done already. I stand by those words. They couldn't have done it as fast as he's done it. And that's because of white guilt. I blame all of you lily white liberals scared of your own shadow for letting this happen, because you won't stand up to this administration. So now he's busted our borders wide open, 300,000 of them, some with TB, some with scabies, won't let congressmen in to see the conditions under which these children are living. Gangbangers are coming in with them. Chinese slaves are coming in with them. Terrorists in the Middle East are coming in with them. Ask the Border Patrol. You know, this is like the fall of Saigon, what's going on in this country. It's as though the Viet Cong took over the country. To many people who were there understand what I'm talking about. But let's not go that far. Let's stick to the simple stuff that the average Joe out there can relate to. One is it time to impeach Obama? Sarah Palin says yes. She wrote a long op-ed today, and she said it's time to impeach him. She said enough is enough of the years of abuse from this president. His unsecured border crisis is the last straw that makes the battered wife say no more. Without borders, there is no nation. Now, I know it's deliberate. Sarah Palin knows it. She's listened to my show. She's read my books. I've been on the air longer than she's been a political figure. Good for her. I like her. I think she'd make a fabulous candidate for something. But she's listened to. I'm not. I'm unknown. I have only 235 stations and millions of listeners. I'm not allowed on Fox News because I'm not a terrorist and I don't own a strip club. But the question is she right or is Pat Buchanan right, who yesterday said it's a bridge too far and that if you use the impeachment technique, it's only going to backfire on you? Because his lazy, leechy base will come out in droves if you try to impeach him. They will go ballistic. They will go crazy. They'll use every trick in the book. And so why do you think the Democrats are willing to talk about impeachment? Why? Because the Democrats are daring the Republicans to try it. They know it'll backfire. At least that's what Buchanan said. Here we are in hour number three, and all the news is here, too. What's the news? Is there any news? Well, yeah, let's start with the fact that the country's being overrun by infected illegal aliens, drug dealers, people from the Middle East, young Chinese girls who are being brought in as slave labor, and we're being told that it's a humanitarian crisis when it's a manufactured crisis. But even the Republicans are in on it. The Republican godfathers are in this with Obama. Why do you think that the Republican godfathers are silent while Obama floods America with diseased illegal aliens? Because the godfathers in the Republican Party want amnesty, but they don't know how to say it without losing your vote. It's that simple. They're like bad shock jocks. John Boehner is like a bad shock jock. I mean, he wants this very badly, but he doesn't have the nerve to say it. So he's an enabler. He's working with Obama. That's why they're not saying anything. That's the whole story. I see what's going on. They should invite me into the White House and say, look, let's put aside this enmity that we have. Why don't you tell us what you see and why you see it? Lay it out for us logically. That's what would happen in the same country. But no, it goes back to I've seen the best minds of my generation howling in madhouses. The best minds of my generation howling in madhouses. And the worst of every type rises to the top. The worst of every type rises to the top. And that's why the madhouses are filled with people who are, in some cases, very, very insightful. They're not all crazy. They're not all lost. They're not all lunatics. Some of them see exactly what's going on. If not politically, then let us say in their own life. They knew what was going on. They saw what was happening in their own life, and people called them crazy. Everything I have seen to be true has been destroyed by this juggernaut of... Let me give an example. Governor Jerry Brown in 1975 says, don't dump Vietnamese refugees on California. During his first stint as governor of California, he said, don't dump Vietnamese on California. Newsweek reported at the time, he said, we can't be looking 5,000 miles away and at the same time neglecting people who live here. And they quoted Jerry Brown at the time. Says, the new governor of California, Jerry Brown, was very concerned about refugees settling in his state. He even attempted to prevent planes carrying refugees from landing at Travis Air Force Base near Sacramento. The Secretary of Health and Welfare, Mario Oblido, felt that this addition of a large minority group would be unwelcome in California. And he said that they already had a large population of Hispanics, Filipinos, blacks, and other minorities. So they didn't want the Vietnamese here. Now, let's move forward. The same, quote, liberal governor approves a measure allowing non-citizens to get driver's licenses. Now, move the needle forward. The same Jerry Brown says that illegal aliens can get a law license and practice law in this state. Now let's move the needle forward. And Jerry Brown boasts and says, while Washington waffles on immigration, California's forging ahead. I'm not waiting. My God, how things have changed. So the diseases that were feared amongst the Vietnamese were real, while the real diseases of the Central Americans are not real. No, it's all about power, nothing else. That's not leadership. That's demagoguery. There's a difference between leadership, winning elections, and leadership that saves a state or saves a nation. You get the difference? We don't have either. What we have is pure demagoguery from the top to the bottom, wherever you turn. So that's why it's very hard for me to do politics, because I'm not going to look to them for answers. I'm going to look to them for answers. They're not interested in anything that's true. Who has power over a rogue president? Why, you would think the opposition party would say something. But what you don't know is the dirty little secret, which is that the opposition party is Obama. There is no opposition party. What you should know by now is that there's a single party running this country called Republicrats or Democrats, which I told you in 1994 was the case. So thank God the Tea Party arose. Thank God we almost won another big seat, but it was stolen from us by Thad Cochran, who used Democrats to defeat a Tea Party member. So if you don't think the Republicans are in on this, you're crazy. I think evil is running the world right now. I think evil is out of control. I think Satan right now is very much in control, to put it in a biblical sense. And so I'm sitting here, sitting in the temple, looking at what's going on in the arena, seeing the people cheering as this madness continues, and all I can do is stand here and try to say, people, do you know what you're doing? People, do you know what you're doing to this country? Do you know what you're doing to the world with your insane dash towards freedom and liberalism? Do you have any idea what you've done and what damage you're going to do if you don't stop? And the answer is they don't care. And the band played on. The nation is melting down to a third world status. TB is spreading now in the camps. 40 infected immigrants are being brought into California. An agent has contracted scabies. The man has destroyed our borders without the consent of Congress, without the consent of the people. He and a small group of brown supremacists from La Raza are destroying the United States of America right in front of our eyes. But I don't want to talk about it because I have no power over a rogue president. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, as we get to the end of hour number three today on the Savage Nation, the news is overwhelming. Obama did it again, another impeachable offense. He didn't ask for $2 billion to take care of the illegal alien children while completely ignoring our veterans. Did you hear what I just said? Veterans are dying in hallways, and this rogue president demanded $3.7 billion, that's with a B, to deal with the border-jumping children and their mothers and the criminals bringing them in. $3.7 billion to take care of them? Are they kidding you? That money is going to go right down people's pockets. Who are the contractors who will get this money? Where is this money going to? I've never seen anything like this. The veterans are dying in hallways, and he's demanding $3.7 billion for illegal alien children, all of whom should be sent back immediately. Also today, Hillary Clinton addresses a controversial past defense of an accused rapist. That's an amazing story. That's an amazing story. You got to listen to that one, because you're not going to believe how she justifies defending a rapist of a young girl when she was a young lawyer, of course, not now.
When I was a 27-year-old attorney doing legal aid work at the law school where I taught in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I was appointed by the local judge to represent a criminal defendant accused of rape. I asked to be relieved of that responsibility, but I was not, and I had a professional duty to represent my client to the best of my ability, which I did. He later pled guilty to a lesser included offense.
Now, here's a soundbite that you have to hear. The White House is not worried that the president is attending fundraisers and not going to the border to see the 300,000 illegal aliens that are swarming over the border.
Following up on what you just said, you say there's an urgent humanitarian situation. Are you not at all concerned about the optics that the president can fly to Texas to raise political money, but he can't go see this urgent humanitarian situation?
We're not worried about those optics, George, and that's simply because the president is very aware of the situation that exists on the southwest border.
He's not going there? Well, I guess he has time for golf and fundraising. Well, at least one individual speaking out, Mr. Cornyn. Listen to what he has to say. At least he's saying it.
But I think the problem speaks for itself when the president, who would prefer to hang out with campaign donors and other political supporters, would decide not to have any interaction with those that are directly affected by his failed policies. In this case, the failed immigration policies that led to a full-blown humanitarian crisis. So instead of taking the easy way out, I wish the president would step up and lead. And he would learn perhaps something he did not already know, or that he thinks he knows, and which is absolutely wrong.
A protester, Gary Dunn, is pushing for a civilian militia at the border, and he calls Obama the coyote in chief. Listen to this one.
We're out here because our coyote in chief has asked illegal immigrants to come into our country, and they're giving them places to live, and they're taking care of them, and they're sending riot police to counter the protesters that are here that believe in our constitutional republic and that we should be a nation of laws. It's against the law to bring these people here.
If you think the boss is out of touch with reality, the White House itself says they're unsure whether Obama is aware of his own tweets.
I'm not sure if he's aware of that tweet.
Were you aware of
that? Again, because it was because the Twitter handle was maintained independent of the White House, I was not aware of it. But it sounds like, based on your description, that it is consistent with a priority that the president and this administration have attempted to advance, which is that women should have the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care without interference from their boss.
There's crazy Harry Reid doing it again. Even though the Supreme Court ruled, the man who thinks he is a law unto himself, Harry Reid, is vowing legislation to attack Hobby Lobby. I swear to God.
We have so much to address over the coming weeks, Mr. President. We're going to vote on the sportsman's bill tonight, with the highway bill, emergency supplemental, manufacturing legislation. We're going to do something about the Hobby Lobby legislation we need to correct.
That's how rogue this administration is. Obama today has come up with a new plan to destroy what's left of our educational system.
So what we're trying to do today, and Arnie's going to have more to say about this this afternoon because there are a whole bunch of other teachers who are here in town, is to highlight what we're calling Excellent Educators for All. It's going to be a program in which we ask states to take a look at where are they distributing great teachers, what are they doing in order to train and promote and place teachers in some of the toughest environments for children.
He's going to redistribute great teachers to poor school districts. That's affirmative action in reverse. In other words, if a teacher's really good and he can reach intelligent or she can reach intelligent children who will listen to him or her, they're now going to move them into schools where the children bring guns and knives and liquor and God knows what other drugs and don't listen to the teachers and put them into that hellhole. That's Obama for you, everything upside down. If that's not enough, wait, here's a better one for you. Here's Chris Christie on guns. Listen to him and tell me if you can figure out what he's saying, because I can't. Is he for or against gun control? I don't know.
If you take the logical conclusion of their argument, you go to zero, because every life is valuable. And so why 10? Why not 6? Why not 2? Why not 1? Why not 0? Why not just ban guns completely? I mean, you know, so the logical conclusion of their argument is that you get to zero eventually.
He's talking about clips? Clips for guns? I don't know what he's talking about. I really have no idea. Well, anyway, that's it for the Savage Nation. You've given me 15 minutes, and I've given you America. Good night, and God bless America. This is Michael Savage, signing off.
Savage.